Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. The Indianola boys basketball team earned their first win of the season last Friday night in dominating fashion, 66-45 over Oskaloosa in Little Hawkeye Conference play, as heard live on 94.3 KNIA and Indianola Activities YouTube. The Indians led from nearly start to finish as they answered an early Oski 9-2 run with a 9-0 run in the first quarter. They led 14-12 after the first, and they wouldn't look back after that. And then outscored Oski 14-3 in the second quarter to lead 28-15 at halftime. The Indians used 6 3-point shots in the third quarter to blow the game open. They led 51-27 going into the fourth quarter and emptied the bench in the fourth again for their first victory of the season. Easton McGraw led the team with 18 points in the contest, and he was interviewed post-game, and you can hear that right now on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Welcome back to post-game coverage live on 94.3 KNIA. Indianola boys basketball wins 66-45 over Oskaloosa. Our player of the game, Easton McGraw, joining us for post-game coverage. Easton, first off, great game. How does it feel to get win number one on the season?
It feels great, man. We needed that one. We've gone through a couple hard games and all last season. Kind of built up to the season, and we needed a big one here, so yeah, we got it.
End of last year, it felt like the team was really trending up, and you really started to feel like, hey, this is what 4A basketball can be. Early on, you got another taste of that against some very tough teams. What did you learn from the end of last year and the beginning of this year?
Just be tough. Driving in, you got to keep a hold of the ball. It's war in there. You got to be strong, and you got to be confident in yourself. I feel like at the beginning of the season, we weren't all super confident in ourselves, and by the end of the season, I feel like we kind of gained our confidence, and yeah, got a lot better.
Well, that's what we saw tonight, especially in the first half, where even when some of the shots weren't falling, everyone was still being really aggressive, and I think that's a good play style from this team. Was that kind of the mindset going in?
Yeah, we wanted to score. We wanted to win. We needed this one. So everyone kind of came in with knowing we need to play tough defense, and yeah, we need to score.
It was good defense early on. Oski's a team that can really, from a lot of different guys, hurt you, so you needed the team defense. What is this team's team defensive identity so far early on?
We've done a lot of it in practice. It's one of the biggest things we do. We work on transition defense, which we're getting a lot better at from last year. And yeah, we're tough. We try to be as good as possible with help defense and closing out.
I know this three-quarter court press, it's been run by a lot of different Indianola teams over the years. How is that working out for this specific group? You in the front, but then you got to have those cornerbacks on the side ready to pick those passes off.
I think it's working pretty good with all the length we have up top, and we just got to get back on transition. Feel like we kind of let them slip past us on transition in that, but we're getting a lot better.
And then offensively, I know this team is very unselfish. They like to move the ball a little bit, but when a guy sees the lane, he's going to go and take that shot. Is that just trust in each other? Like, hey, if a guy's taking 5-6 shots, maybe even sometimes in a row, that's just working for him?
Yeah, 100%. Us four freshmen that are starting, we've played with each other since we were in, I don't even know, first grade maybe. And we all trust each other enough to know we're going to take good shots and try to score, yeah.
All right, win number one of the season.
Yes,
you
sir.
Take a little bit off. How do you want to approach this next week for the rivalry game?
It's 8 week. We got to bring it in practice, bring it all week, and we're going to go get a dub on Friday.
All right, thank you very much for joining us.
Really
appreciate it. Again, Easton McGraw and Indianola boys basketball back after this on KNIA. Boys win 66-45, complete the sweep.
Again, that was Indianola sophomore Easton McGraw, who had 18 points in Indianola boys basketball's first win of the season last Friday night. Got a chance to interview him live on the air and on Indianola Activities YouTube. Indianola will next play on Friday as they host rival Norwalk in the Little Hawkeye Conference action. You can hear that game live on 94.3 KNIA and, of course, broadcast live on Indianola Activities YouTube. The one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KNIA KRLS. We'll have more after this on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.